Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is sponsored by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Give us a ring, why don't you, at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Audrey's sticking around. In case you have any questions for Audrey.
And if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're on the air. Click on the Contact Us on the eBay Radio Player, the same window that's playing this broadcast right now.
Yeah.
Fill out the web form, hit the Submit button. We'll do our very best to get
you. And if you don't call, I am going to continue with these. How many Germans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
One, they're very efficient and not very funny.
Oh, my God, help us out here. Pat in Melbourne,
Somebody
Florida.
Please call.
Known on eBay is Purfree, P-U-R-R-F-R-E-E. Hey, Pat, what's your question or comment? Hey.
Well, you got us laughing a couple of times there, Griff.
Thank you.
Glad somebody laughed.
Oh, she's so, she's just.
Oh, my God, they're lame. Oh,
such a humor elitist.
Is that called the lame joke site?
No, it's not called that.
Yeah.
It's not.
We can tell them to our grandson. That's what I like about it.
They're clean, at least, right?
Hey, you want to hear a word I just made up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Plagiarism.
Oh.
What?
Plagiarism. It's a good word, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, Pat, what's your question or comment? Get us out of this.
Okay. Well, I was just listing an item, and I finally noticed at the bottom of the list of the cellular item form that it told me automatically relist up to 2 times if it doesn't sell.
Yeah.
Which I know the people have gotten that option on beta testing, but I never did get it before. So the question I have is, when it relists automatically like that, does it keep the same item number?
No, it never does. Every new listing has a new item number.
Has it always been that way?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Does that bother you?
Well, it does because it alters the link from Pinterest.
Oh,
yes, it will be a different link. It will definitely be a different link.
And I had always thought that it was only when you did sell similar that it got a new item number. So
no.
I would leave it there. You know, if they had watchers, I would just leave. I would just relist.
Well, you could do good till canceled.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I love it.
Or you could...
Audrey says what?
Sorry, excuse me. You could edit your pin, right? It's a pain in the butt, but you could go to your pin and edit it so that the link goes to your new listing.
Is this for a fixed price listing?
Yes.
Why would you not do good until canceled?
Because I like to freshen it up. I'll find out something. I missed a keyword in the title, or I don't know.
You can freshen up a live listing when it's fixed price by just going in and revising it.
Yeah.
And you might want to try that on your Pinterest ones.
Yeah. I love good until canceled.
Wouldn't you save on listing fees, too?
Well, no, it depends. I mean, good until canceled, still, when it comes to your listing allotment, every billing period, it counts against your once again.
True.
Yeah, listing doesn't end.
Starts
but the
over again. Mom.
Right.
Never mind.
We say that a lot on here, Audrey. Welcome.
Right.
So, Pat, did we help you out, honey?
Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
All right. You have yourself a good day. Guys, Alan in Prudenville, Michigan, sent in an email to us.
Okay.
He's known on eBay as AJ_VintageVariety.
Wonder what he sells.
Hi there. Quick question. After I list an item, normally it will go to the congrats page after the item is listed.
Right.
But now it keeps going to a choose automatic payment method page. I have tried it 4 different times, and it goes to this page every time.
Right.
So I have to go to the sell page and submit the listing. Please help. Thanks, guys.
Well, I'm not quite sure. Choose automatic payment. I need to see the screenshot for this, because I'm not quite sure what it is he's talking about. But it appears it's one of two things based on his wording. If he...
Alan, are you current on your eBay fees?
Well, that's one thing.
I don't know.
The other thing, does he have a payment, fee payment method set up with for PayPal, for example. So if you want to send me a screenshot of that, I can give you a better idea. Send it to griffithebay.com using regular email, not my messages or community messages. I'll take a look at it.
Alan, thank you very much for your email. We do appreciate it. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, or you may send us an email by clicking on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player.
Yes, you may.
So, Audrey?
Yes? Yes?
So, you want to have a contest between you and me? Just behind the scenes?
I'm usually terrible at this stuff, but
does it involve T-shirts and mud?
No, right. No, it involves what she and I hope to accomplish.
Oh, okay. Oh. Right. So
you know
clean.
What I mean? Are you proposing a listing challenge?
I am.
Oh.
And I'll tell you, I do give 10% of all my listings to cancer research.
That's nice. Great. That's wonderful.
But not the whole thing like you're doing to PTA, but... let me send you email about it.
Yeah.
Because you've got more than I have up there right now.
Listing challenge. I got a whole room of
pretty
stuff
good.
I needs
do
to
too.
Be listed.
Oh, I've got stuff. Now, John is putting our photography studio back together again until Friday, but maybe we could start it next week.
Wait, back up. What do you mean? He took it apart?
Yeah, because we had relatives staying in the guest room.
Oh, can't
room,
they
remember?
Stay at a hotel?
They're gone now. They bought their house and their
relatives.
Relatives.
They're
relatives.
So disruptive, those relatives.
They are. They are.
Well, I have a similar story. I'm revamping my garage.
Oh, you are?
Moving part of my eBay business to the garage.
Yay!
Blah, blah, blah. So I have
that.
Similar challenges.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it next week.
Perfect.
It just might be fun to do it, and it might keep us, you know...
Yeah, we can watch your gals fight it out.
Right.
In the mode.
We can fight it. We can have a fight in the
parking
lot. And
then Griff can give us a gift. Griff can give us something to
the
winner.
Yeah, we need a prize. I need to be
motivated. Let's see. What could I give you as a gift? How about the gift of Griff?
Yeah, well, we've got that. All right. We've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Something else.
I think I ran out of jokes, by the way. Let me check.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, no. I still got this one. And the Lord said unto John, come forth and you will receive eternal life. But John came in fifth, so he won a toaster.
Can we give them back the rib? Here, take my rib back.
Someone stole my mood ring. I don't know how I feel about that.
These are groaners.
Bad groaners.
Hey, I tried to catch fog yesterday. Missed.
That one I just plain don't get.
Missed. M-I-S-T, fog, missed. I love it when I have... It's not bad enough that the joke really is horrible. I have to explain it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop.
When you have to explain them, it's time
really
to
bad,
stop.
Right.
Okay, here is another email that came in.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Forrest in Lakewood, Washington, known on eBay as Hulk Hauler 1.
Yeah.
Will this new promotion manager work better than the promotion manager you have now? I still can't get mine to work, and customer service can't help either. They keep telling me they're working on it. Thanks.
He means the managed promotion feature.
Yeah.
There's
new one?
Well, I think I bet I know what's happening here. I bet he's confusing listing promotion with promotion manager because these names are just not very creative.
Yes,
they're not. They sound like coders made them. Sorry, coders. So managing,
he's talking about promoted listings.
Promoted
which
listings,
is an advertising service.
Right, that's incrementally being rolled out to all sellers over the next 6 to 9 months. But if you have an issue with managing promotions, the promotion manager feature, that's something different. That's for managing promotions within your own eBay selling. The listings promotion is a feature which will allow you to select specific listings and then have them advertised in different places on eBay.
So I hope we helped you out there.
I bet we haven't helped him at all.
Oh,
so
I'm going to forward this to you.
Yeah, have him forward it to me. Forward it to me, and then I'll respond.
I'm going to do it right now. Okay.
Okay.
It'll say form submission from contact us during live show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, I took the shell off my racing snail, thinking it would make him faster. If anything, it made him more sluggish. I'm going to keep doing this unless you call.
Somebody please call.
They are calling. The phones are being screened.
Yeah, they're calling to say, tell them to stop.
You know,
it.
Sometimes people call up and they want Griff to go behind the scenes into their account.
I can't do
that. And figure something out. And we have to tell those people to please visit customer service. And if they would like to send email to Griff.
I'm going to start a competing marketplace and call it Griff Bay. And I'll write all the rules and I'll know everything that's going on.
Remember when life was simple and you did?
Yeah, that was the first 2 years
right
of eBay.
Right at the very beginning.
I was notorious for making up rules, and then they became real.
No, 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 no. You pretty much knew, you know, when somebody called, man, you were on top of it.
Oh, well, there's nothing to know.
It got more complicated now.
Yeah, it was, not, it was. Life was simple then.
Exactly.
You know, we used to walk to school back and forth. No, I was a different world then. But I remember once on the chat board, this was like in the first year or so of eBay, someone said, well, why can't I do that? Where is the rule? I said, well, the rule is, and I wrote a rule. And someone said, I still don't see the rule. I said, it's right there above your post. I wrote it.
Take that.
Oh, the freedom I had back then.
It was easier in those days.
It was so easy. I could make up rules. Now I can't. Curse you, complicated, mature eBay.
Well, even with all of this crap going on the radio today, Paul in Sarasota, Florida has called us up.
Excuse me, Lee.
And his name on eBay is wisebuyoutlet.com, and we're about ready to take a little break here in a moment, Paul. So you want to hold on for us?
Of course.
Okay, we'll be back with you in just a moment again.
Paul, thank you for your call. Florida. I will cease my bad joke telling.
Oh,
please. That's all right.
God, please.
Please. I'm in a mood. I'm in a real mood today. So where's that break you were talking about?
Well, that break is coming up any second now.
I don't hear it.
I don't either.
Oh, there it is. This open phone segment was sponsored by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Our lines are wide open. 888-723-4630. Stay tuned for more of eBay Radio.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays the driver. And since Roadie sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Roadie's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit roadie.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 330.
eBayers gathered at Bally's in Las Vegas for the 2015 eBay Radio Party and Conference. During a live broadcast of eBay Radio, they lined up at the microphone to give us a tip or two.
Glenda Edmonds from Las Vegas, Nevada. And my store on eBay is Chic Vintage Treasures.
Ooh.
And my advice is I always have best offer on my listings, and I always respond to every offer. And I have found that 90-95% of the time, even though some people lowball it, I will come back up and say, gee, thank you so much for your offer. I wish I could take that much, but I can't. This is the lowest I can take, and I usually close the sale.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, call us at 888-723-4630. Audrey has stepped out. She's left us. She had things to do besides my jokes were making her want to vomit.
I'm sure they were. And thank God for Paul in Sarasota, Florida, known on eBay as WiseBuyOutlet.com. Hey, Paul. Paul, are you there?
Paul.
Huh. Okay, John, should I hang up then? I think he's got music on. Is that what's going on?
I think he caught an earworm.
I think so, too. Well, you know, we do have another caller, Mark in Gainesville, Georgia, known on eBay as Mark Piper 2000-2009. Mark, welcome. What's your question or comment?
Well, a couple of things. First was a couple weeks ago you did a ditch for me, and I wasn't able to call in. I'm sent it in. And it was very good information. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I mean, for not knowing my product, I thought it was very good. A lot of it I've gone ahead and implemented. The other thing I wanted to mention, you've talked several times about different ways that people do their inventory.
Yes.
What has been working for me is every month, the start of the month, I use a new letter. Like this one, it's just kind of random rotates throughout the years. But like this one, I'm on a D, and I start with D1, it was the first this month. And it helps me keep on track. My goal is to list 500 items a month. So every time I'm doing one, I'm thinking about where I am along the line.
Oh.
But the other thing that's nice for me is it makes it very easy to find it, because when I go into the next month, I mean, the minute I sell one, I know what bin I need to go to by the month.
So you label your bins with that letter?
Correct.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that's
a good
smart
idea.
Yeah, I like that.
And my thing is I list everything at auction one time, and what doesn't sell, which is, to be quite honest, a very small amount, I put on for 30 days. If it doesn't sell in 30 days, I just drop it out.
Now, see, Mark's got a system, and this is good.
I love a system, and you know who does that kind of a variation of that is our good friend, the queen of auctions, Lynn Drawley. She swears by it.
Great idea, Mark.
Yeah. Mark, that sounds like a really smart idea.
And thank you so much for those tips today, and thank you for thanking us for helping you during your listing dish. We definitely appreciate it.
Mark, can you remind us what it was that we
you
dished?
You know what? Mark is back on with us.
Oh.
Excuse me, Paul.
Paul's back on.
Hi.
Yeah, we said goodbye to Mark. Paul is back on. Hi, Paul. We heard music when we went to you.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I think I got disconnected, but I called right back.
Oh, good. So, what can we help you with?
Okay, I have a few questions. I'll start with my most important and see if we have time for the others. I have a concern about selling a very large commercial vacuum cleaner and air compressor that you commonly would see at a car wash.
Oh.
I have one, and I am terrified of the thought of someone saying that it was item not as described.
Yeah.
So I do not want to ship it. I had someone say that, hey, I'd like to buy it, and I can have someone come by and pick it up from you in Florida, even though I'm in Wisconsin or something like that.
Sure.
And, okay, is it possible, though, that once he takes that thing away to Wisconsin, he can open a item not as described case, and then I'm stuck. Like, the thing's in Wisconsin. I'm in Florida.
Well,
what would happen to that?
So here's the thing. That would be a local pickup, and the person who he sends would be acting as his agent. And with a local pickup, someone is when you pick up something like this, you'd be listing it in business and industrial. And when someone does a pickup of this, we're assuming that they're also inspecting it. So if they've picked it up, that says to eBay that they've actually physically been where the item is, and before they've taken possession, they've tested it out, and then they've put it in their car and they've driven it home. At which point, the only way that that eBay would even think about a item not as described Not as item not as received. An item not as described would be that if the buyer would have to actually return the item before they would get a refund. Now think of it. Think of the logistics of something like this. If this item is working, and it's working when your buyer or your buyer's agent, being the same thing, comes to pick it up, then it's a big hassle for them to say, oh, it doesn't work. eBay's going to say, we have to return it. They're going to have the thing driven back to you.
And be sure you have your description grade if there are any dings or anything on it.
Yeah, so I would not hesitate to list it. I mean, business industrial items do very well at eBay. I would just be very descriptive. I would point out everything that's wrong or right with the item, make sure it's working. And if you already have a buyer who's willing to purchase it, is this listed on eBay now?
It is.
And you have a buyer willing to buy it?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you want to sell it. That's your page. That's what you want. You want to sell it.
I sure do.
And if someone comes to pick it up, I would not worry about any issues. I wouldn't.
That is great. Yeah. I thought I would add a video of it in operation to my list.
Oh, yes. That's
idea.
A great idea, of course. Yeah,
how about
that's...
taking pictures of the guy who comes to pick it up if he's putting it on the truck and put little sticky notes every place there's a ding on it and take a picture.
Right.
Yeah, great idea. But I don't think you'll have a problem. If this thing is working now, they want it for a purpose. They want it because it works. I wouldn't worry about it. You'll be fine.
Okay.
This open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. Up next, Stinkin' Thinkin' and your Saddy Addy. We'll find out what that means on our second hour of eBay Radio.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.